Well, something I've always known about and thought would be pretty awesome to do one day, the Bicentennial National Trail. The aim is sort of to preserve a part of Australia's pioneering and droving history. So I wanted to sort of discover a bit of that and really have an adventure. And that's what it's been. This is Big Rube.
And this horse looks like it's part draft horse.
He's an Australian draft horse, yep. He's a big, strong lad. I ride him as well. They all take turns. It's pretty fair. He is very good at carrying the pack, though, especially on the heavy days, like when we just got resupply out of town or something.
You've got these three horses, but you're actually doing the trail by yourself.
Yeah, just me and the boys.
Was that because you wanted to or because you couldn't convince anyone else to take a year off to ride the national trail?
Well, I didn't really try and convince anyone else, I suppose. I think you're a lot more flexible if you're by yourself. I love meeting other people, and also I found maybe being by myself, I do meet a lot more people along the way. Like, a girl with three horses by herself is perhaps not something you see every day, and people stop and have a talk and that sort of thing, probably more so than if I'd been in a group or something like that. And people have been so amazing, hospitable, and just here we're at Jen and Richard's place, and I just went and knocked on their door this morning and said, I noticed you've got a lovely backyard there, would you like some lawn mowing done?
And they just said yes.
Yeah. So they've been lovely, and they got their dog's swimming pool out for the horse's water trough.
What are some of the plans you've had to put into place to get this trip off the ground?
I mean, I don't have a support crew as such, but I have had a lot of support along the way from, like I was just saying, from people I don't know, but also from people I do know. My mum and dad have been really supportive in terms of they've driven out to, some of the campsites and restocked me with food and brought out some feed for the horses.
How often do you need to restock?
It depends. I try to ride for about between 5 and 8 to 10 days, and then I'll stop for 2 to 4 days generally. And I normally stage that so that I stop somewhere where I can get feed for the horses, so that they get a few days of good rest and good feed.
And how do you think the horses feel about going on this ride with you?
Yeah, I think they've actually had a lot of fun. As I said, they get on really well. They're great mates. And on New Year's Eve, actually, they went on an adventure on their own. They ran off with a mob of Brumbies. So that made for a pretty exciting New Year's Eve for me. And the lovely people that I was camping with, who spent their whole evening helping me search in the dark and fog for my three horses.
And where had the horses gone?
A mob of Brumbies had been rounded up by some people and sort of galloped past near where my horses were camped, and the horses bolted out of the yard after them in all the excitement sort of thing, and I wasn't right there at the time. I just stepped away for a little bit, and when I got back they were gone and it was dark. Yeah, it was pretty hard, but we found them. They'd just gone back up the track, which is where, horses normally head back the way they've come. But they've gone about 4 Ks back, and I found them by whistling, and they sort of trotted out of the darkness, and they were all sort of shaking and, thank goodness you're here. We don't want to be out here by ourselves. It was fun for a little while, but they were really happy to be found, I think, and we got back to camp sort of just on midnight, so it made for a pretty good New Year's Eve.
How's your body holding up physically? Are you getting sore?
No, I haven't been sick or sore, so if there's some wood around, I'd touch it. Sometimes my knees get a little bit sore, but often I'll just get off and walk for a little while.
It's just lightly drizzling here at the moment. Have you encountered any rough weather?
Well, I think overall I can't complain too much. I've been really lucky, but yeah, this is not rain at all. We've had days where it's just poured down for, several days straight. But I've been quite lucky on the two occasions that that's happened. I've ridden for the first day of that, and then some kindly person has taken me and the horses in, and we've been able to sit out the rest of the rain. So that's been good. And that was really lucky that the last time down near Glen Alice in southern New South Wales, there was quite torrential rain and flooding, and we actually got stranded by a creek that had come up, and we had to stay where we were for 4 days, I think it was. So it was quite lucky that we had a good spot there with John and Pauline, who I just met on the road that day.
Is it really life affirming, all these people helping you out?
Yeah, it's amazing. It makes you proud, well, to be Australian, I guess, and yeah, people are just so lovely.